Welcome to On the Verge. I am your host, Kara Bradley, bringing you weekly blasts of no-hype advice, essential practices and strategies to wake up, show up, and shine. I am super excited to be with you today. And that is because something came into my consciousness this morning. And generally, this is how I get ideas for these shows. Somebody asked me, you know, how do you come up with all this stuff? And I said, you know, I am a work in progress. And what I share with you is what I'm working on in my own life. And that is the truth. I want to bring you fresh, on the front lines information from what I'm massaging in my own life, what I'm uncovering, what I'm playing with and exploring with and experimenting with. And that way it comes off fresh. Fresh and raw and real. And this is the way I roll. So I'm sitting down this morning. It's, I don't think it is 7 o'clock yet. Been up for a few hours doing my power up. I'll talk about that a little bit later, review that with you. And what really came to me this morning is something that I've been doing for the last month, I would say, month or two. And it's based on work from various teachers, and I'll get into that. But it really comes, when it comes down to it, it's really about not getting out of bed until I have primed my state. What does that mean? I believe that when we win the morning, we win the day. It's how we enter the first hour of our day that is going to set our mood for the rest of the day. And there's physiological reasons for that, because we are really setting our emotional and physical patterns. And the way that our body is producing and responding to stimuli and neurotransmitters, and, you know, we can get really detailed into all that. But what I'm going to say overall is that you want to prime your state before you get out of bed. Why? Why is this so important? Morning dread is a real thing. I experience it. I'm sure you've experienced it. I talk about it in a prior episode that I'm going to put in the show notes. It was about a year ago. I talked about morning dread. Morning dread, it's that moment when you open up your eyes and this flood of, really, it's a flood of emotion. You can even go deeper to say it's a flood of neurotransmitters, neuropeptides, hormones that flood your system to say, oh, crap. I've got such a busy day, or I've got to deal with this relationship. I've got to deal with the fact that it's winter, or I've got to deal with a sick kid. Something, and it could be even heavier than that. You know, we can be talking about stuff that we've been carrying around with us for years and decades that seems to become massive in the morning. You know, those morning monsters. Do you have morning monsters that overtake you before you even get out of bed? And there's been times in my life where those morning monsters have been much bigger than they are now. I feel very grateful that I don't have huge morning monsters right now. But who knows what's around the corner, right? So when we prime our state before we get out of bed, we are setting our physical body, our emotional body, and our mental body for the day ahead. So when you recognize that morning dread is real and you wake up and you're like, oh, here it is, before you put those feet on the floor, the first thing that you want to do is to enter a state of gratitude. Now, I know you know this, right? Three things you're grateful for every day, but why? The reason is because when we can sit in a state of gratitude, and we can really actually create this state of gratitude, it changes our physiology. And when our physiology changes, so does our emotional state and our mind. So coming into a state of gratitude, there's been tons of research around how gratitude helps us really change physical patterns. It helps us lift mood. It helps us just be more consistently happy. and positive. So the HeartMath Institute has done a ton of research on something that they call heart coherence. Heart coherence is when your heart waves actually start to entrain with your brain waves. Okay, so I'm telling you this because this isn't just hocus pocus. This isn't just new age woo-woo, right? We're talking about changing the state of our nervous system. We're talking about setting up our most optimal physical, mental, and emotional state of being. Okay, I'm going to leave it at that. But how do we do this? We want to sit in gratitude for a minute, for 2 minutes. That's all before those feet go on the ground. Think about three things in your life that warm your heart, right? There's something to that saying, that warm your heart. It could be your children. It could be the weather. It could be the abundance in your life, the love of your life. It could just be your health. You know, for me, I often start with health. I'm so grateful for my well-being, that I'm not on medication, right? I'm 55 and feel, I would say, you know, 85%, 90%. I'd love to be 100%. I'm not there, though. So three things you're grateful for, and sit with it. Let it fester. Let it foster in your body. Okay. The next thing you're going to do is you're going to imprint your intentions into your system as well. So we imprinted gratitude to start to shift that state, to lift us up out of the mud of morning dread, right? Morning dread's heavy. It's dense. That gratitude, it starts to lift us, brightens our mood. Our intentions now, second step, now we're going to start to throw ourselves forward into our lives. We are going to start to intend what qualities of being that we want to make stick today. We want to intend and set intentions for how we want to live this day, this precious day of our lives. So what I do and what I've learned, and I've learned this from Dr. Joe Dispenza, I've been reading a lot of his books, listening to a lot of his stuff on YouTube, is that we want to set intentions that lift our physical state, our emotional and our mental state, out into the future. And what he recommends and what I've been playing with is to pick a couple of qualities or actually actions or activities that you want in your life. I want this in my life, period. End of story. And then just take the first letter of each of those words. And when you start to practice this before you get out of bed, right? We have not gotten out of bed yet, people. Before you get out of bed, you're thinking of those few intentions, and I'm going to tell you mine. When we start to imprint these intentions into our physiology and our psychology, then throughout the day, when you feel yourself getting caught back down into the mud, you can lift yourself up by just thinking of those letters. This stuff works. There's research to show that when we set intentions, we lift our energy and our mood, and we feel more consistently happy and more consistently motivated. It's as if we're living it now. So this is me. I'm in bed, done my three gratitudes. I'm starting to lift my mood out of morning dread, and now I set my intentions. My five intentions every day, and they haven't changed in about a month, and they may change, who knows. Vitality, awakening, abundance, community, and beauty. That's what I want in my life. That may or may not land for you. Doesn't matter. V, vitality, vibrant. I want to be vibrant. I want to have incredible health. Awakening. I want to wake up as much as I can from that which holds me back. I want to wake up and lift myself up out of deep-seated fear, deep-seated doubt, deep-seated trauma, I want to awaken. I want to be as awake as possible in this lifetime of mine. That's A. The second A is abundance. I want abundance in my life. Financial abundance, mental abundance, physical abundance, emotional abundance. I want it all. That's my second A, VAA. C is community. I want community. I want more community in my life. I talked about a few weeks ago, months ago maybe now, about my sense of loneliness and just feeling separate. And I am intending to build more community in my life. Real community, live community. And then finally is beauty, B. Beauty. I want to live in more beauty. I've made that decision. I live in an apartment. Made a decision to do that a few years ago. It's been great. Minimal living, easy living. But it's still concrete walls. And I want to be surrounded by more natural beauty, whether that be the water or the woods or mountains. I don't know. And it doesn't have to be forever. It could be for a time period. I don't know. But that's my intention. Vitality, awakening, abundance, community, and beauty. And even when I'm talking about it, I get excited about it. And so that's the way it should be for you. Start small. Start with three. What are the three things that you really want in your life? And then start to feel it. Feel it in your body. Feel what it would feel like to have that in your life. And that's how we're setting our state. So we haven't even gotten out of bed. Gratitude, intention. Get yourself up out of bed and then go on with your power up routine. I talked about the power up routine a couple of episodes ago. The power up routine could be as little as 10 minutes a day, especially if you're starting out. 10, 15, 20, an hour. For me, it's about two. It's just what I've built over the last couple of decades. Those sacred moments in your life that are just for you, period, just for you, can include reading, writing, lingering. I love lingering. Lingering in your backyard, lingering on your first cup of coffee. It could include meditating or creating or moving, but moving gently. Moving in a way that is just organic, not specifically in a, HIIT class at 6 a.m. If you're doing that, awesome. More power to you. But power up is really your own time. It's personal. It's very sacred. It's where you're touching in and tuning in to that deep well of wisdom and intelligence that you have. So there it is. Prime your state first. Check it out. Check out how that changes the rest of your day. Don't allow morning dread to become afternoon dread, to become evening dread, because that's how, honestly, we get, first of all, we get nothing done. We slip into, deep sadness, and others feel that around us. So get up, start your day before you even get out of bed. Awesome. I love it. I love it. This has been really working for me, so I want to share it with you. So thank you for listening. Thank you for responding. I have been getting so much more response from you all, and I love it. Kara@karabradley.net. Engage with me. Couple of things. If you're not on my mail list, again, just email me. Say, I'd like to be on your mail list. I don't send out a lot. I do send out updates when there's new podcasts or new blogs or something new I want to talk about. But I'd love to have you there on my mail list. And finally, I am doing a fun, fabulous, and I hope really fantastic retreat at 1440 Multiversity in Scotts Valley, California, just south of San Francisco in December 13th through 15th. It's called From Frazzle to Flow. We are going to be moving, hiking, practicing, discussing, sharing how to really go from busy me to best me over and over again. So I would love to have you join me. If you have questions, email me, and you can go on 1440 site or my site, karabradley.net, find out more. Awesome, guys. Have a fantastic day. I hope you really go out and shine today and be well.